talking about beads, you'd call
beads.
Of what? Of beads.
Jewelry.
Would you call it a string of beads or a pair of beads or?
Either one.
Which would you probably say?
Pair of beads.
Okay. And something that men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Oh. Spenders.
Any other name for that? Did you ever hear
Galluses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
What would you hold over you when it rains?
Parasol.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Umbrella.
And the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Spread.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for spread?
Comfort.
Okay. How is that made?
Well, it was some kind of a was usually real fancy, a beautiful piece of material.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of quilted, just a little,
mm-hmm.
Not tight, loose. You put feathers in them, or just a tiny little cotton.
Mm-hmm. What did they put on the bed for warmth?
Quilts. Now we use electric blankets.
Were there different names for quilts according to how they were made?
Yes. Basket quilt, dar quilt.
Uh-huh. Those are all
wedding patterns. Wedding ring.
Uh-huh.
Some kind of plate.
What about the quilts that were on
patch quilt.
Mm-hmm. What about the ones that were just tied together, sort of, you know?
Comforts.
Uh-huh. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillar, a bolster.
What's the difference?
My mother has a long bolster. It's still a pillar, but it's all together.
Uh-huh.
It reaches lap across the bed. And you make bolster slips. Instead of pillow slips, you make a bolster slip.
Uh-huh.
And put on that. And then when you make up your bed, you put your covers all up on, up over the bolster. And
mm-hmm.
Real pretty. Have you ever seen one?
Just a real modern one, not.
My mother has one that Daddy and Mother slept on.
Was it stuffed with feathers?
Feathers. And then she made a slip to fit that. And then put some embroidery on each end, just like you put embroidery on the end of a pillow.
Hmm.
Case, pillow slip.
Must be pretty.
They are. They're beautiful. I have a niece that wanted my mother to make her one,
mm-hmm.
And she did. So I'm pretty sure she still got hers.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children you might make a
pallet.
Okay. And it said we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile, rich.
Okay. What different kinds of land are there?
Sand, rock, clay, prairie.
What's the prairie like?
Something you can't make a track. You pick it up and carry it with you.
Is it good
sticks on your feet.
Uh-huh. Is it good for planting?